Hey yo. Garbage shit for the Guardian. That is what I was IDing. That was real love I was in. Ain't no reason to pretend. Garbage shit for the garçons and feelings that I was guarding. Heavy on my mind, all my friends lost. They couldn't read the signs. I didn't want to talk. I tell them my location and I ain't want to walk. Truth is, since a youth kid, thought it was a phase. Thought it'd be like the phrase poof. Gone, but it's still going on. Big fan of the bass 10. Polka dot knows how it goes. Had to keep it on the subwoofer. Couple butterflies wanna float. I was always like, man, barely interested, but I badged the brats. My boys like, bruh. This is crucial subject matter, sensitive like cooking batter. To the temperature that's rising, stepping on that ladder, trying to grab the rings of Saturn. I'm a planet by the time you hit it. Shit and chatter about the heat it. It will not fucking matter.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Hi everyone, this is Claire from Sounds Escaping, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Welcome to our sub show. Obviously, this is not my regular time, but got on it quick, so we're subbing in just till midnight. I'm here with Leia. Leia, you want to say hi?
Hi.
It's Leia's first time at the radio, so this is really fun. Showing her around a little bit, just talking to her, telling her about it, and it's a nice time. If you listen to my last show, I also played the same song, What Is Love by Hathaway. It's one of my favorite songs. So that song and Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac, I play all the time on the radio. And I think it's fine because there's so many different DJs playing different music that, whatever, what's the harm in hearing it twice a week? I don't think there is any. But yeah, one of my favorite songs ever. And we have a good mix of Eurodance songs, which I guess, depending on what you think Eurodance is, could change the definition of what the songs are looking like, but they're similar to Hathaway. Like 90s club vibe, I suppose. I don't really know how to describe it. I can look it up later. And playing some oldies as well, just a mix of different songs that we like. Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, we can get into our next song then. It's just it's by Sublime. We both like Sublime, and funny story, I don't even think I told you this, Leia, but when you first started using Spotify more often, I like found your account. I mean, we follow each other now, so it's fine. It's not like I was being creepy or weird. I promise. But I followed you, and then I noticed that you had a playlist that had this song on it, and I had only, to be honest, and this is maybe embarrassing because like because it's been out since forever. I had only listened to this song like once or twice before, and then I saw it on your playlist, and it inspired me to listen to it some more. And then over winter break, basically anytime I was driving, I'd listen to this song. So I don't know. I don't need to have any more anticipation. I'll just let it play.
Go for it.
So this will be Wrong Way by Sublime. Just kidding, because I forgot to press play. Now this is Wrong Way by Sublime.
Eddie's 12 years old, and tomorrow she'll be a whore. Nobody ever told her it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid with the quickness you get laid. For your family, get paid, it's the wrong way.
Should I give? Should I? could you be so heartless? How could you be so cold as the winter wind when it breeze, yo? Just remember that you talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. Ayo, I know what some things that you ain't told me. Ayo, I did some things, but that's the old me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well, I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely.
In the night, I hear him talk the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? Oh, how could you be so heartless?
How could you be so Dr. Evil? You're bringing out a side of me that I don't know. Decided we weren't gonna speak, so why we up 3 a.m. on the phone? Why do she be so mad at me, for? Homie, I don't know, she's hot and cold. I won't stop, won't mess my groove up, cause I already know how this thing go. You're gonna tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that they don't see what you see in me. You wait a couple months, then you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me.
In the night, I hear him talk the cold story. Talking, talking, talk. Baby, let's just knock it off. They don't know what we've been through. They don't know about me and you. So I got something new to see. And you just gon' keep hating me. And we just gon' be enemies. I know you can't.
Songs you listened to. We started out with Wrong Way by Sublime, Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart, and Heartless by Kanye West. I think we had a nice time listening to these songs. What did you think?
Yeah, we definitely had a nice time.
Yeah. Well, obviously we talked about the Sublime one. Love the Sublime. I've been listening to Rod Stewart for like the past 3 months, like nonstop, just because he's just come to me. It's just, you know, it's kind of been the vibe recently. And also because my housemate, like her younger brother, for some reason he brought up Rod Stewart, and it inspired me to listen to his music the past 3 months. I don't regret it. It's been a good use of my time. Like, if I blow out my hearing listening to that song, that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Did I tell you about the time that I actually, like, blew out one of the stereos in my house listening to music?
In your house here?
No, at home. When I was in high school.
You didn't talk to
them. Here, lower your mic a bit. They're talking to it?
Hello?
I think it's this one. Mic two.
Shit.
I can't even tell.
Hello?
I'm such a liar. It's mic four. I'm making you use all of them. That's my fault. That one. Yeah.
Okay.
See, now talking to it?
Hello?
So much better.
Crazy.
Basically, so I had a routine that I did in high school. Or like parts of high school where I did a sport after school. I did track, and that was really fun, but usually when I came home, none of my siblings and none of my parents, neither of them were home. So I made a good use of my time by going into the like TV room quote unquote, where that's where we had like the stereo system set up. And I don't even really remember how I figured out how to connect my phone to it, because it wasn't like Bluetooth or anything, but whatever, this is ages ago. Connected my phone to it, and I would listen to like new wave music or like Pitbull and like David Guetta, like really, really loud. And this particular, and then I would just dance, and I would like dance in my living room because there was nobody there. And it's not like it was like a secret or anything. It was just more like it was like the best, it was like the optimal time to do it.
Right.
And this particular time I was listening to, you know what? I think I'm just going to cue it up. But I was listening to I'm Blue.
That's a great song.
I was listening to that, but I made it so loud that all of a sudden I heard this like, kind of like screeching sound, and then the music stopped, and I smelled smoke, and then I went into the TV room, and there was like smoke billowing out of the stereo system
because
I broke it, and I was freaking out because I was like, oh my god, my dad's gonna kill me. How do I even explain this? This is such a stupid way, because I was always doing, you know, I'd never really got in trouble, but anytime I did, it was because I was doing something really stupid. Like when I injured my foot, that was just stupid. Like I
with your dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you know. And I was like, I cannot get in trouble again for doing something stupid. So I figured it out.
You fixed it?
I fixed it. But that was definitely, it was both a high and a low, because it was kind of just like, why did that happen, you know?
That's a great song, though. I actually have a weird story with that song as well.
Oh, wait, tell me.
Well, this was when I was in, like, I think sixth grade or something, and I was starting to play club volleyball.
Yeah.
That song was playing when I was on my way to a tournament with my mom and my grandma in the car.
Yeah.
It was like 5 a.m. before the tournament. We were driving to Oakland and we got hit by another car. That was like the first concussion the second concussion I'd ever had.
I think you told me that. Is that when like the other car like crushed the side of the car near you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
Never drive a Prius, but
I won't.
Yeah.
I won't.
That was the song that was playing, so.
That's
fond memories.
That's actually kind of messed up.
Yeah, love it.
I'm afraid now if we play it, like, that's like a bad omen.
I think it's a good omen.
All right, I hope so.
We came out of that car accident like really kind of unharmed,
mostly unscathed, except for your concussion.
Yeah, my mom did have to wear a neck brace, and my grandma broke her ribs, but you know, it's okay,
you know, but it's fine now.
It's okay,
but it's fine. Well, hopefully if you're listening and we play the song, you don't get into a car crash. You don't
blow out your speakers.
But if you do, not my fault. Let's just go ahead and play it.
Yo, listen up. Hear the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night.
I don't think this is the original version, but I'm going to let it play.
Like him, inside and outside, blew his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen. I'm blue,
enough. That's not the original version, and it sounds terrible. I'm not playing this. We're going to our next song, which is so much better. Please don't turn it off.
You know that I'm proud and I can't get the words out. Ooh,
All right. Leia's going to read a PSA for us.
Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org.
Thanks, Leia.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, so far. Shout out, Raya. I miss you. I love you. I hope your knitting's going great. And anyone else that's listening, you can send us requests, songs you want to hear. I'll play them. I mean, I have some pretty other good songs lined up so far, but I like to hear what you guys want me to play. The next song coming up, and I'm sorry for the I'm Blue mishap. I don't know what I did.
Wrong version.
It was the wrong. It was terrible. That's not the version I was playing when I destroyed my speakers.
That would have ruined them.
That would have been worse. That would have been much worse. And the next time I was playing music on the speakers, it was like Hotel by Pitbull. Mm. And I had like a video.
That's a good song.
I would like take videos when I had Snapchat of like me dancing and then like save them and then look back at them and be like, yeah, I kind of did a good job. So I'll play maybe another one of the songs that I used to listen to for that later tonight. But the next song is another one of my favorite Eurodance songs. It got me through summer of 2022. Not really. It didn't really get me through
rough
it.
Summer.
I was suffering either way, but it was a good song. It is a good song. Makes me want to get up and dance, which I might do. I like to have a little dance moment in the radio, so this is Call Me by Le Click.
Call me when you're down. Call me when you need someone. Call me when it's rough and you think that there is no one.
Love, just about an
pretty kinky.
Till I get my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosbys, I ain't go to Hill, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from. Tell me nothing. Let up the suicide doors. This is my life, homie. You decide yours. I know that Jesus died for us, but I couldn't tell you who the side was. So I parallel double park that motherfucker sideways. Old folks talking about back in my day. But homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? No, I already graduated. And you can live through anything if magic made it. They say I talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you gon' end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem then. Aight, man, holla then. Tell me nothing. You can't tell me.
me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Let the champagne splash, let that man get cash, let that man get past. He don't even stop to get gas. If he could move through the rumors, he could drive off of fumes, cuz how he move in a room full of no's? How he stay faithful in a room full of hoes? Must be the pharaohs, he in tune with his soul. So when he buried in a tomb full of gold, treasure, what's your pleasure? Life is a depending how you dress her. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam Eve wear Nada, I'm in between, but way more fresher, but way less effort. Cause when you try hard, that's when you die hard. Your homies looking like, why God, when they reminisce over you, my God.
La, 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 wait till I get my money right. La, 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 then you can't tell me nothing, right?
Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Till I get my money right. La, 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 la. Then you can't tell me nothing, right?
Why don't we play?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm serious, nigga. I got money.
Oh, good money made. Oh, good money made.
we're back. We just listened to quite a few songs, so I'll list them out for you if you're new. That was Call Me by Le Click, Super Freak by Rick James, Can't Tell Me Nothing by Kanye West, and Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. I love the last song. I absolutely adore it. That was one of the songs that I would, like, record myself dancing to.
It's a great song.
In my living room. I did this really cool move. I don't know if I can really describe it, where I can't describe it, but I'll try anyway because I started the sentence. I, like, jumped and landed on my knees and, like,
what?
It, in a way that didn't hurt.
Okay.
I don't really know. And then I, like, leaned back, and then I was, like, imagine someone's, like, pumping your chest, but I was doing it to myself. And then I, like, jumped back up. Like, have you ever seen people lie on their back?
Yeah, with your, like, hands, and you push yourself up. Like
not
that?
Even your hands. Like, you just take your feet, and you swing them up, and, like, you throw yourself into a standing position.
Oh, okay.
Crazy. I wouldn't try it now. I think I'd break my back. But, you know, it was fun. It was fun when I did it. Also, thank you, Fiona and Elena, for listening. I got your texts. Hope you're enjoying, and sorry I missed your phone call. Feel free to call sometime soon. I was going to listen. Oh yeah. This is also completely unrelated, but I just remember this because of the name of the playlist. The name, I usually don't name playlists for the radio show. Like, I'll usually just have it as whatever the, like, I'll abbreviate the show title and then put, like, today, 11 p.m., okay, or, you know, whatever. But today, I named it Sauna on Fire.
We have a story.
We do have a story. You want to start it?
So, Claire and I went to the gym today. It was leg day. We went at probably around 8, I would say.
Yeah.
We got in there. We did maybe 3 workouts, decided we were not feeling it.
Well, not only were we literally not feeling, we were standing up and feeling like, oh my god, I'm so lightheaded, I can't see anything.
No, exactly. There were also ops at the gym, so it was not...
ops being her boyfriend.
And so then we decided we were just going to stretch and go home.
Yeah.
And as we're stretching, also keep in mind, we have our sweaters, jackets, whatever, in the locker room down at the bottom.
Yeah.
As we're stretching, the alarm goes off. Like the fire alarm.
The fire alarm. We don't move.
We just look at each other. And then everyone, like, evacuates, so we walk outside, and they're not letting us get in to get our jackets. And everyone in there, or everyone outside, is basically saying, oh my god, it was the sauna. The sauna is going to explode.
And you know, I wouldn't put it past it, because I went in that sauna one time with Katie. Katie, I don't know if you're listening, but that was a humbling experience, because I walked in, and there was, like, 4 guys in there, and I walked in. First of all, I didn't take my jewelry off, so I was, like, burning. I was, like, burning my skin. And then I stepped up onto the bench, which I guess apparently you're not supposed to step onto, because then I smacked my head on the ceiling.
Oh my god.
And I was like, oops, so embarrassing. And everyone's staring at me. And then I had it sit in, like, the corner, and, you know, I get, like, kind of weirdly claustrophobic about stuff. And then I remember, this was before Katie and I got really close, and I, like, turned to her, and I felt so embarrassed to tell her, but I was like, Katie, I think I have, like, 20 more seconds in here, or I'm gonna, like, either freak out or I'm gonna pass out. And she was like, we can go now. I was like, no. We gotta make it to, like, 1 minute, and then we can leave. So it was really hot in there, and I hated it.
It's also, keep in mind, this is a dry sauna, which I feel
sucks.
Like...
It sucks.
It just doesn't sound safe. It smelt unsafe today. It smelled... We also thought we were, like, inhaling carbon monoxide or something.
Yeah, we were like, you know, maybe there's a gas leak.
We were lightheaded the entire time we were working out.
Yeah.
So
is it our fault? Was there, you know, some...
Is it our fault?
No, not that. Like, feeling like...
I see.
Know.
Okay.
So that was that experience, and then, of course, the if you've been in the gym and you walk by the sauna, it smells terrible. It smells like something's charred in there.
Crazy.
It's like the... Whatever. It smells awful. So that's why the title for our playlist is Sauna
on Fire.
Sauna on Fire. Hope you've enjoyed the songs we played so far. The next one is another one of my favorite Eurodance songs. Mm-hmm. It goes crazy. All this music goes crazy. And I should also say that the reason I listen to so much Eurodance is because a lot of my babysitters I had, who I spent a lot of time with when I was growing up, they're all European.
Mm-hmm.
This is just what they listened to. And it was, like, on the radio at the time. And I think that there should... I don't want to say there'd be more music made like it, because there's nothing quite like it, and you can't really emulate it the same. But they should continue playing it on the radio.
Yes.
Because it's great.
Agreed.
So I'll just let this next one play. And we'll come back in, you know, in the last 5 minutes. But until then, enjoy. Wrapping up last 4 minutes, we have one more song left. It's a ridiculous one because everything's been ridiculous lately. This is Claire from Soundscape Complete on Arcadia. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL with Free Top Speed from Radio. Good night, everybody.
Infinitus. amor infinitus. Amor infinitus. Infinitus.